Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM time once again for Town Talk. Today, speaking with CAO Maury O'Neill. First of all, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you, Dan. It's my pleasure.
So we wanted to do a bit of a look back at the past year, a look forward at the coming year. I know there's a lot of projects that have been completed or started and a number that are planned, so we just kind of want to talk about a lot of that. So let's start with this past year. It's wrapping up. What are some of the things that were accomplished over 2022?
There were so many projects and initiatives that were done in 2022. I'd like to start with acknowledging the new council coming on board on November 15th. And in 2022, the efforts to make sure a municipal election was run and run properly. There's a lot of work that goes in there, and it was a focus certainly in 2022 to transition our new council. We've been holding a number of meetings to make sure they're familiar with operations and ready to get going in 2023. So certainly the elections, looking back, was an accomplishment, but there were many, many more. Some of them have to do with how much funding we were able to access from the provincial and federal governments in 2022 for real key initiatives. And some of those initiatives, undertaking a five-year tourism plan study. We were able to access a grant from FedNor for the 100% cost of hiring a consultant to go through the community, and with lots of opportunity for community consultation, help to develop a plan and actions for 2023 to make sure that we're doing the best we can around tourism. So that initiative is underway, and we look forward to council receiving the final plan in February 2023. We also received funding to do some continuous improvements within the organization. We've started a water and wastewater master plan, and that is important because for our first time as a community, we're setting out a long-term plan to where we should be extending services, both water and sewer, to accommodate what we hope is some new development in the housing sector, but also in the industrial sector, because in 2022, we sold a remarkable 5 lots in our industrial park to local business and local entrepreneurs, and we're very proud of our entrepreneurs and business stepping forward and investing in the community. But now we're short of industrial park land, so we need to plan for where would a new industrial park be built. And so we received funding for that, as well as doing a water meter rate study and making sure that we have enough money to replace all the water infrastructure that we have in a very consistent and affordable way to our taxpayers. Other projects that the community is aware of, we completed our school safety zone and implemented a number of road improvements around our schools, particularly in the Churchill Magpie area. It was a $4.5 million project, of which the municipality was able to receive a grant of $4.2 million. That has completed. We're on the final stretch of making sure that, you know, proper snow plowing and accommodating school requests to make sure the design of the roads work best for the community. And that was a huge accomplishment to see that done with our contractors. Other things that got started in 2022 and will be continuing head into 2023 we're excited about is our cemetery expansion. We have a great group of committee members very dedicated to making sure that we have new space in our cemetery, but also the design will include spaces for people to be quiet, to spend time, and a place for people to really take the opportunity to enjoy the area. So that will continue on to 2023. We're looking at columbariums for the design, and there'll be lots of information shared with the public as we move forward. The landfill expansion project, after I'm sure it seems like a lifetime, but at least 10 years, is almost at an end. And so in 2022, and by the end of December, the whole landfill expansion process will be done, save and except for looking ahead, the digging of a new area for a landfill in early 2023 itself. So we look forward to a grand opening of our new landfill next summer. In conclusion, there's so many good news stories, but I think one that your listeners will really appreciate is looking back, we looked at how we were doing snow removal in a winter of many, many challenges. So we have purchased new snow removal equipment. Our operators have had opportunity to get more experience. So we're looking back at the challenges we had around snow removal, but we're ready for snow removal in 2023 with equipment that we certainly would hope that we don't experience the breakdowns we did. Dan, I think, you know, when we look back, it was a busy time for the community. We had the OSB plant announce its plans to open up the Oriented Strand Board. We're working with the mines to see what we can do around our housing challenges. And the community is looking good, and we're busy. We anticipate in 2023 the same.
And we will pause that conversation there and wrap up with the concluding half of our conversation with CAO Maury O'Neill in the first edition of Town Talk for 2023. Heard at 9:30 next Thursday morning here on Jam FM.